This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Coy, I'm watching Mayor Dave Norris get assailed from all angles as he sits amid something called the Four Boards, which is the bodies that sell water to citizens in the Charlottesville-Albemarle area, and he has incited their wrath big time, because last night, as you well know, he cobbled together a compromise deal to dredge the ailing Rivanna Reservoir, and there are a lot of people who aren't really happy about that.
We're talking with Hoss Spencer of The Hook. Of course, last night, City Council made history. They drew a line in the silted sand, as it were, and for the first time, we saw a local government body stand up and say, we want to dredge our existing reservoirs to provide water. And this has been a plan that's been derided and avoided at all costs in an effort to build all new infrastructure. But Hawes, you were there. What really happened last night?
Well, I don't know what the tipping point was. It might have been when Oliver Kuettner, who is coming off of a worldwide victory in a race to build the car of the future. He's just, as you know, won a $5 million prize last Thursday. He took time out of his appearances on the Today Show and NPR and talking with other national media about winning this X Prize contest to speak to City Council about dredging. Oliver Kuettner is the Charlottesville guy who developed the terraces downtown. And he took his development prowess to Lynchburg a few years ago after venting frustration that Charlottesville was too filled with red tape. And I got to tell you, on the matter of red tape, he thinks that the red tape holding up dredging is unbelievable. In fact, he specifically went head-to-head with one of his employees, who is David Brown. That's City Councilor David Brown, who is Oliver's publicity man, and who has tried to fight dredging at every turn.
How is he the publicity man? Isn't he a chiropractor?
Well, I guess he's a chiropractor and a publicity man and a city councilor. David Brown can do it all.
I love Charlottesville! So tonight, Oz, just as we predicted, it was packed, and yet your prediction that they would vote to uphold the existing plan, that didn't come to pass. We actually did see City Council support what has been called the Norris Plan.
Well, Coy, we're both right. The if you read the resolution that they wrote, they endorsed dredging, and they also re-supported the community water plan, which calls for a mega reservoir of over a billion gallons that would hug Interstate 64 at Ragged Mountain, and which would drape a pipeline 9.5 miles across the county as it pumps water 300 feet uphill, burning electricity. And that's one of the things that's got environmentalists very upset. The idea that instead of having gravity-fed pipelines, which we now have from our reservoirs into our water system, you would be burning hydrocarbons to pump water uphill and store it in this new mega reservoir, which would take the place of our existing urban reservoirs.
Yeah. We're talking with Hoss Spencer of The Hook, who was at the meeting last night, and as we speak, he is at the Four Boards meeting where City Council is presenting its resolution that was the result of a nearly five-hour meeting last night, during which about 60 local citizens came forward and spoke. And according to your numbers, Hawes, it was about 2-1 in terms of support of the Norris Plan and dredging the South Fork versus support of the existing 50-year plan.
Yeah, give or take. There were a few speakers whose opinion wasn't entirely clear to me, but it seemed to be about 20 speakers in favor of the dam pipeline plan and about 40 speakers in favor of dredging. I think my favorite moment was when a guy named Ernest Reed got up and he carried a bucket up to the lectern, and he said that if an engineer found sand in this bucket, he might try to raise up the sides and construct a modified handle. When Reed said, you know, I want to see simple solutions, I know that I don't need a chainsaw to slice a pat of butter, And I know that the solution to our water problems could start with something as simple as just pulling out a handful of sand.
Yeah. Now, Hawes, clarify something for us, because you said that the city council last night endorsed the existing plan, but also for the first time now called for dredging in small bites, as Richard Lloyd has said, in small bites as the market will support it, to provide water supply and return the South Fork to its as close to original capacity as possible over the years. But the contingency that I took away from the meeting was that they endorsed the existing plan, but only in phasing it in. Let's not go ahead and build this huge new infrastructure. If we don't need it, we will build it as needed.
Right. Well, as Keith Rosenfeld, who's the owner of Hot Cakes Restaurant over at Barracks Road, said, the devil is in the details. Keith Rosenfeld is a big fan of dredging, and I think he's worked with Mr. Lloyd on this whole small bites proposal. He is, you know, a little confused, as all of us are. If you're endorsing dredging so strong, why would you come out and say that you're also strongly endorsing the water plan? Because dredging is really an effort to delay, if not kill, the idea of creating this mammoth reservoir attendant pipeline.
We're talking with Hawes.
Such is politics.
Yeah, and what do you mean by that? Because this is a real... Go ahead.
I were on city council, and we had the opinion that Dave Norris has, which is a dredging thing. We would just say, dredging.
Up. Cell phones, the beauty of cell phones. I think we lost Hawes Spencer. He's at the four boards meeting as we speak on Fifth Street Extended, where the city, the county, the Albemarle Water Board, and the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority are meeting. Hawes, you still there? Nope, we lost him. John, see if you can get him back. Very interesting last night. I don't know if you watched it. I'm curious. Let's open up the phone lines at 977-1070. Did you watch the proceedings last night as I did? I actually watched it online. I don't have TV, so I actually watched it online, charlottesville.org/access, and watched it for a few hours, watched the complete deliberation. Charlottesville Tomorrow has the complete audio posted, a podcast of the conversation, not the public hearing, but of the conversation among city councilors that took place following the public hearing, and a final resolution that they reached that, as Hawes Spencer, who was there and has pointed out, you can read his posting, readthehook.com online. Charlottesville City Council endorsed dredging in small bites, a little bit at a time, and also endorsed the existing water supply plan. Hawes Spencer, are you back with us?
I'm back with you, Coy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I think what was interesting and what people need to take away from what they endorsed, it almost sounded like and David Brown even said, hey, you know, we're not in this alone. We have to sell this idea to our partners in this enterprise, and we better keep in there the idea that we still like the big plan, but we don't want to go ahead and build this huge big plan all at once. We want to be able to phase it in and only as water needs require.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it, Coy. The way politics works confuses us mere mortals, but that is what he's doing. He's trying to keep the coalition alive, as it were. Although I think one of the things that's emboldened him is the city owns the reservoirs. The city could, if it wanted to, just say, we're not going to do your dam pipeline thing. And if you want to build that dam reservoir, that's our property, so we don't have to help you with that at all. But what he found was he had David Brown working at cross purposes to his vision. And he also had Kristen Zakos doing the same. And Satyendra Hooja was a little bit more circumspect about his opinion. I'm naming city councilors here. And so he had to develop a coalition just in the city. They were not acting monolithically. He had to get this coalition amidst his own Democratic Party members in the city of Charlottesville. And, Coy, one of the things you and I were talking about that was so funny is, who's the most fiscally conservative guy in this whole debate?
Dave Norris.
Yeah.
That's
Democrat
the irony.
Dave Norris.
Yeah, that's
Isn't
the
that
irony. The great irony in all of this that should not be missed here is that the supposed liberal Democrats of Charlottesville, who are attacked at every turn by social conservatives in our community, the liberal progressive Democrats in Charlottesville, they were the ones who grabbed the bull by the horns, did the research, and created and built a plan here that is truly the fiscally conservative small government plan. And yet it's being objected to by the supposed county conservatives. It completely turns everything on its head.
I know. I just walked out of a meeting where Ken Boyd, Republican of Albemarle County, was lambasting the idea of dredging and slamming the idea that they would be able to sell the sand and topsoil that's extracted from it. And ditto for Dennis Rooker, who I think sometimes fancies himself sort of a conservative. I don't know if that's really the case, but the county has just been absolutely opposed to the idea that dredging might be a good thing. And, you know, Corey, there's only one time in recent history when there was a dredging of a Virginia reservoir that I could find. That was 1997 when the city of Fairfax dredged, and they took out a couple hundred thousand cubic yards for like $2.44 million, which is absolutely consistent with the price that the dredge salesman gave last week, for dredging a similar amount of material from our reservoir. So, man, dredging looks cheap, but you wouldn't know it to hear some of the county interests.
Yeah, and again, just to underscore this point, those county interests, often the conservative flag bearers in this community who are always touting, you know, market forces and free market and get government out of the way, and yet they're arguing against themselves right now. They're arguing against allowing market forces to have a role in this, and they want it to be some big government public works project and completely cut out the market.
You're absolutely right. There have been companies that have begged to dredge the reservoir. There was one affiliated with Dr. Charles Hurt that offered to do a turnkey dredge proposal based at a quarry on the banks of the reservoir. And then there was a company run by two guys, including one named Mitch King, who called themselves Blue Ridge Sand, and they offered to do some dredging. And Oliver Kuttner, of course, offered to dredge. He said he would make a fortune dredging, but throughout all these years of debate, never has the local waterworks put out a request for proposals. So people can't get in to dredge.
So what's the latest on what's happening at the four boards meeting now, besides the fact that the small government fiscally conservative proposal coming out of the city of Charlottesville is being poo-pooed and derided by the conservatives in the county?
Well, the other big story, Coy, is that Tom Frederick, the waterworks director, is attempting to portray the permitting process for dredging the reservoir with the permits from the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, as particularly onerous. He says it could take up to 2 years to get a permit. Now, the funny thing about that is, when I talked to the spokesperson for the DEQ, a guy named Bill Hayden, he was telling me that in 1997, when Fairfax did its 200,000 cubic yard dredging, they didn't even need a permit. So why we think it would take 2 years, I can't really say. Maybe Tom Frederick will elaborate on why he thinks it'll take 2 years for the DEQ to approve of dredging. But according to most environmentalists, dredging is the least environmentally impactful way to get water supply. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that clear-cutting 150-plus acres of hardwood forest in the Ragged Mountain Natural Area, erecting a dam, and all that attendant construction might be a little bit more ecologically insensitive. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an average Joe.
Yeah, we're talking with Hans Spencer of The Hook. He's at the four boards meeting now, where the city of Charlottesville is presenting the results of its new resolution adopted late last night at City Hall regarding the future of water supply in our region. So, Hawes, what's sketch this out for us? What happens next? I mean, will there be a takeaway from today's meeting?
Well, it just depends on whether anybody feels like Dave Norris is worthy of compromising with. He certainly has some power, But like I was telling you, his power is not unlimited. It is tempered by the dissent within his own city council. And so it will be interesting to see if what city council hammered out last night can survive in the face of the strong opposition to it from forces from the county.
We're talking with Haas Spencer of The Hook. Haas, thanks for the update. And stay with us really quick. Neil is on line two. Neil, go right ahead. You're on with Haas.
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to just mention that I also was at the meeting, and I appreciate all the coverage. I think it's important to note there are several large environmental groups that are in favor of the community water supply plan. And it seems to me often it's mentioned all environmentalists, and I think there's a divergent view that needs to be represented. So I'd appreciate that knowledge that the PEC and the SELC have both voiced opinions in favor of the community water supply plan. Just thought that would be an interesting thing to put out there.
Yeah, let's Haas, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that's a good point. The Sierra Club early on was in favor of it, and then when new information came out, they ceased their support. And, of course, the Nature Conservancy is in favor of it. But then again, the Nature Conservancy hopes to make it a national model for stream flow restoration. So they have a little bit of a conflict there. I don't think PEC and the SEL have any such conflict. So the caller makes a good point.
Yeah, let's go to Ted. Ted, you're on with Haas. Go right ahead, buddy.
Hey, I was just wondering when this whole thing is going to end up in court and get further delayed.
We've heard that sentiment from some folks in the community, Haas. They just, they don't want to see any kind of delay, which is funny because that often comes from folks who are more of an anti-government position. And yet when government slows down to try to figure out how to save some money and not go forward with some big government plan, all of a sudden they're upset that government's being delayed. It's really ironic, and I'm not speaking for Ted in this case, but I have heard that from some other folks.
You remind me that one of the more interesting speakers last night didn't take a position dredging or against dredging. It was Henry Weinschenk, who owns Express Car Wash. He's a very sympathetic figure, of course, because during the 2002 drought, when we were using a lot more water and we were depleting our reservoirs faster, the public officials ordered his operation closed. They said, Express Car Wash, you are out of business as of now. And, you know, here's like 23 employees with their wash rags and their water hoses, and boom, they're out of work. And now they did get restarted, but he spoke at city council last night, Henry Weinschenk, the owner of this company, and said, look, I don't know whether it's dredging or whether it's not dredging, but you got to do something so that my employees don't have to be out of work. He admitted he was nervous. And, you know, another thing about the reservoir is, even though we're using so much less water right now and we don't really have a water capacity crisis, we're several million gallons of extra capacity right now thanks to the conservation efforts that have been enacted in recent years, but the reservoir itself is starting to silt up, and if you let it turn into mud and things start growing there, you really do lose the opportunity to put these sweet dredging machines in there that do what's called hydraulic dredging, where they use the viscosity of the water to churn up the silt and pump it out.
Haas, stay in touch, buddy. Enjoy the meeting. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Corey. Yeah, I'll try.
There's Haas Spencer. He's at the four boards meeting. You can read his account of last night's historic meeting at Charlottesville City Hall online at readthehook.com, a lengthy story there with excerpts from many of the speakers. You can also go online at seavilletomorrow.org and listen to the complete podcast of the conversation that took place among city councilors as they hammered out a new deal. Before we break here at the bottom of the hour, I just want to share with you very quickly, we have a government in this country, increasingly on the local level and certainly on the national level, that subsidizes, that engages in what I would call corporate socialism. They take money from people and they give it to companies. They invest in companies, and it's not really the role of government to do that, I would argue, I personally feel. A lot of the money for R&D, for the pharmaceutical industry, comes from public money. We give them the money to find new drugs, and then they turn around and sell the drugs back to us. We give big oil the money to go find oil to do research, and then they turn around and find it and then sell the oil back to us. And this is a result. This is corporate socialism. You socialize the risk and the investment, and you privatize the profits that we cannot participate in. We have to pay twice, in other words. And in my opinion, that's what we were seeing here with this big, huge water supply plan. We were seeing government subsidize development by taking public money to create an entirely new water infrastructure that would be a gift to developers for in the county. And what we saw, ironically, because it completely goes against stereotypes, we saw instead liberals in the city of Charlottesville take the small government, fiscally responsible route to find a cheaper way to do this and to phase in what they're arguing, and the resolution is all about, is let's phase in infrastructure as we need it instead of taking a whole lot of public money, building all this new infrastructure, and then giving it to developers. Because Lord knows, as the developers come in and the economy turns around, they want to build new neighborhoods and bring in new manufacturing facilities, they're going to fight tooth and nail to pay for any of that infrastructure. And they will pay pennies on the dollar what the public has already ended up paying. So that's my big motivation why I supported the Norris plan, because it fit with my philosophy of government to find out a more streamlined, less expensive route that wouldn't be this massive public works project that in the end was a gift to developers and, in my opinion, was an example of corporate socialism on the local level.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.